Liturgical Day, Thursday the 34th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you must know that the time has come when it will be reduced to a wasteland. Then, if you are in Judea, flee to the mountains. If you are in the city, leave it. And let those who are in the fields not return to the city. For these will be the days of its punishment, and all that was announced in the Scripture will be fulfilled. How hard will it be for the pregnant women, and for the mothers with babes at the breast? For a great calamity will come upon the land, and divine justice upon this people. They will be put to death by the sword, or taken as slaves to other nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled upon by the pagans until the time of the pagans is fulfilled. Then there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth anguish of perplexed nations when they hear the roaring of the sea and its waves. People will faint with fear at the mere thought of what is to come. For the forces of the universe will be shaken. And at this time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. The signs of the times now, when you see the first events, stand erect and lift up your heads, for your deliverance is drawing near." Our commentary is by Father Hugh Torcal, a monk of Santa Maria de Poblet, in Tarragona, Catalonia. Today, when reading the Holy Gospel, we can keep from pondering the present moments, fuller every day, with threats and bloodshed. Quote, "On the earth anguish of perplexed nations when they hear the roaring of the sea and its waves. People will faint with fear at the mere thought of what is to come upon the world, for the forces of the universe will be shaken." The second coming of our Lord has quite often been depicted with the most terrifying images, as in this Gospel, and always under the sign of fear. But is this really the message of today's Gospel? Let us just look at the last sentence. Quote, "Now when you see the first events, stand erect and lift up your heads, for your deliverance is drawing near." Unquote. The core of the message of these last days of our liturgical year is not fear, but hopefulness in the future deliverance. That is, the Christian complete hope of the fulfillment of our full life with the Lord, which our body and the whole world around us will also share. The events narrated in such a dramatic way symbolically indicate the participation of the whole creation in the second coming of the Lord, as it already participated on occasion of his first arrival, especially at his Passion, when the sky darkened and the earth shook. The cosmic dimension will not be forsaken at the end of time, because it is the dimension accompanying man since he entered paradise. The Christian prospect is not deceiving, because when all this happens, the Lord tells us, quote, "At this time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Unquote. Let us not live an anguished life because of the second coming of the Lord, because of his parousia. Let us rather ponder over the profound words of St. Augustine, that already in his day, bearing witness to those Christians fearful of the Lord's coming, was wondering, quote, "How can the wife be afraid of her spouse?"